Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we're featuring four Motown artists with two singles each. Coming up first, Stevie Wonder, then Diana Ross, the Jackson 5, and finally, Thelma Houston. Well, coming up, a song that was written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney, We Can Work It Out. Well, at this time in 1971, Stevie Wonder was enjoying self-production. The track coming up, We Can Work It Out, was taken from the LP called Signed, Sealed, and Delivered, and it was his third rhythm blues smash in a row, and it was also a double-sided pop hit to boot. The other side of We Can Work It Out is a song called Never Dreamed You'd Leave Me in Summer. Well, on May 3rd, 1971, Stevie Wonder turned 21, and he demanded an accounting of his royalties. Once he was satisfied, he took a chunk of the money held in trust for him as a minor and set himself up at Electric Lady in Amedia Sound Studios in New York. He refused to reduce his contract, planning instead to record on his own and release the next album on his own, which became Musical by Mind. Well, he held out, and Motown made him an offer he couldn't refuse. He also intended to form his only publishing company called Black Bull and production company called Taurus, but Motown gave it all to him, and he now had full artistic control. Well, here is Stevie. We Can Work It Out right here on Motown Memories.
Try to say things my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can't go on? Are you saying it your way? On the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone.
Just enough for the city. around. New York, just like I pictured it. Skyscrapers and everything.
Hey, brother. Hey, come here, Slick. Hey, huh? you look hip, man. Hey, you want to make yourself $5, man?
Yeah, bro.
Hey, look here. Run this across the street for me right quick, okay? Run this across the street for me.
What? Huh? I don't know. What? I'm just going across the street.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, no. What'd I do?
Turn around. Put your hands behind your back. Let's go. Let's go.
The jury of your peers having found you guilty. 10 years.
What?
Come on, get in that cell, nigga.
God, no.
His hair is long, his feet are hard and pretty. He spends his life walking the streets of New York City. He's almost dead from breathing in air pollution. He tried to fight, but to him that's not solution. Living in jail.
Ooh.
Shout out to there. They reached number 29 in the U.S. Billboard charts for 1971. And we started off with a pair of Stevie Wonder tunes. The last one we heard was Living in the City, number 8 in the U.S. Billboard charts for 1973. And we started with Stevie's We Can Work It Out, number 13 from 1971. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown artists with two songs each. Well, we heard the first song from Diana Ross. The second song coming up is a song called Last Time I Saw Him. Last Time I Saw Him was taken from the 1973 album, which was entitled Last Time I Saw Him. The album yielded two songs, the song coming up, and also a song called Sleepin'. And it would be the last studio album that Diana Ross issued in the next 3 years until her album, which was released in 1976, called Diana Ross. The album reached number 52 on the U.S. Billboard charts, and it reached number 12 in the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts, while the single Last Time I Saw Him reached number 14 in the U.S. charts and 16 in the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts. Well, here is Last Time I Saw Him, Diana Ross, right here on Motown Memories.
Last time I saw him, he sweetly kissed my lips. Last time I saw him, he said, I'll be back for more of this. Last time I saw him, we were crying at the bus. I knew he hated leaving, but he had to set us up. I gave him money, I know I invested well. Mama doesn't trust him, but he loves me, I can tell. Each day the Greyhound arrives at 9 o'clock, but I don't stop last man's gotten off.
Last time I saw him, last time I saw my honey, last time I saw him, he was greyhound bound.
But I'm still waiting here without a fear that bus will someday turn around. I had no letter, it's been 6 months, maybe better. But I love him more than ever. I
MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Just like me.
any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured in this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.